Lady Atkinson was stout and elderly and wore a very youthful hat and coat. "Happy Christmas to you all," she said graciously. "The boy, your nephew, William, how do you do, William? He stares rather, doesn't he? Ah, yes," she greeted everyone separately with infinite condescension. "I brought you my Christmas present in person," she went on in the tone of voice of one giving an unheard-of treat. "Look," she took out of an envelope a large signed photograph of herself. "There now, what do you think of that?" Murmurs of surprise and admiration and gratitude. Lady Atkinson drank them in complacently. "It is very good, isn't it? You little boy, don't you think very like me?" William gazed at it critically. "It's not as fat as you are," was his final offering at the altar of truth.
"William!" screamed Mrs. Brown. "How can you be so impolite?"
"Impolite," said William with some indignation. "Not trying to be polite. I'm being truthful. I can't be everything. Seems to me I'm the only person in the world what's truthful, and no one seems to be grateful to me. It isn't fat as what she is," he went on doggedly, "and it's not got as many lines on its face as what she has, and it's different looking altogether. It looks pretty, and she doesn't." Lady Atkinson towered over him, quivering with rage.
"You nasty little boy," she said, thrusting her face close to his. "You nasty little boy."
Then she swept out of the room without another word.